Now, Donald Trump fought the US presidential campaign on two things, the economy and the border. What he plans to do about the United States border with Mexico took center stage in his inaugural address. In the Oval Office, President Trump signed a directive to declare a national emergency at the southern border. He ordered the military to seal the borders, mentioning the flow of illegal drugs, human smuggling and other crimes, which he said were linked to those crossing into the US. He directed officials to restart efforts to what he called additional physical barriers along the southern border. In other words, complete the wall, which was started during his first term. And he re-implemented his Remain in Mexico policy in a first-day executive order. This measure will return asylum seekers to Mexico while they await a decision. Well, we're going to Mexico City now to talk to journalist Mariana Martinez Barba. And Mariana, thank you so much for joining us. This national emergency at the border, what do people there think that will look like?
Yeah, so at least what we've been hearing in the media here in Mexico and the media and in the US, this essentially allows Trump to deploy the National Guard and military resources to assist with border enforcement. However, this isn't the first time Trump has sent troops to the border. He did so in 2018. Biden did as well in 2023 to prepare to end pandemic era restrictions on immigration. But, you know, going back to this concept of the national emergency at the border, I think the one thing we saw today that is very concerning is the cancellation of CBP1. So this is an app that migrants can download on their phone to seek asylum, to look for asylum appointments. And at least in Mexico, here on the ground, I've been seeing migrants that wait anywhere from 6 months up to a year to get an asylum appointment. So today on the border, it was, you know, a devastating day for a lot of migrants that had been waiting for so long. And,
Mariana, where do they wait while they're awaiting their appointment? Where do they go?
That's a great question. So what we've been seeing in Mexico is that there's actually concentrations of migrants in different areas of the country. So they can request CBP1 in Mexico. Some of them tend to stay in migrant camps in the southern border of Mexico. Others have moved up to Mexico City where they can find more opportunities for work. So there's actually been a lot of improvised migrant camps found in the capital. And then other migrants are waiting along the U.S.-Mexico border in cities like Tijuana, Ciudad Juarez. And, you know, this CBP1 app allowed processing of over 1,400 migrants, and pretty quickly, an hour, 2 hours after Trump was inaugurated, it was canceled. So lots of people are concerned.
How will Mexico deal with all of these people then, many of whom are not citizens, whether they're people seeking asylum or, as he's going to reinstate his Remain in Mexico policy, returning asylum seekers to Mexico, regardless of where they come from, while they await a decision?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. So at least the Mexican government today was speaking in their daily press conference, President Claudia Sheinbaum, about how they're preparing for these mass deportations is a really big thing on their mind. So this means that they're, you know, strategizing with the different consulates in the U.S. to prepare Mexican immigrants with Know Your Rights information, have them locate consulates, provide them with legal free legal advice, because a lot of these people that could potentially be deported to the U.S., apologies, to Mexico, haven't stepped outside of the U.S. You know, this would be one of their first times back in the native land of their parents. And as for current migrant seekers right now that are in Mexico, we've actually been seeing those numbers dwindle in the last few months. So I believe in December, the number was approximately 44,000 apprehended at the border. And a lot of people think that that's because of Trump's rhetoric that really discouraged a lot of people from, you know, trying to seek asylum in the U.S. But what we're going to see in the next few weeks is the interaction of the people getting deported and a lot of migrants stuck waiting for their appointments.
Yeah. Mariana, great to talk to you, and thank you very much for joining us. Mariana Martinez Barba joining us from Mexico City. And that border is just over 3,000 kilometres long from the Pacific Ocean to the tip of South Texas. It's a long, long border.